Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
On the line with us right now, State Representative Kevin Hagerty. Kevin, how are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
Good. What is your announcement, sir?
Well, yeah, we've decided that we're not going to seek re-election. It's not an easy thing to do when you've worked so hard for so long, and you know we ran in 2010 and lost, came back, beat a three-time incumbent, and then immediately got redistricted and lost and fought back to win. And you think about all of the long hours and hard work and what the job means to you, and just at the end of the day, it's a family decision. I love the job. I love serving. I love helping people. But this district is just too volatile. And, you know, as you know, and you were a state rep, everybody who's served in this district has lost over the last 8 years. And I want to put my attention on my family.
Yeah, Kevin, I remember when you were running. I mean, you just worked crazy. I mean, I remember you going door to door, and I remember you handing out literature. I even remember you standing on a street talking to people. You worked so hard for the reelection. What happened?
Well, it's what it is. I mean, I have a young family, and the negativity in the district and in my life just became overwhelming, and I had a phone call with the former rep about a month ago, Frank Farina, and, you know, and he said to me when he was done, he said it was just like this big relief, and, you know, you don't want to accept that, and you want to fight. But I've been lying to myself even, because every day I wake up, I'm constantly thinking about my children and my family, and it's just a lot of hard negative news and, you know, my voting record and things like that. And, I feel bad for my staff who work so hard and they do such a great job, and you don't want to let people down. But, you know, they're really the ones over the last couple months that, you know, have thought to me, because, you know, they're friends.
I was going to ask you, you know, it seemed like, you know, after you know, the criticism of not being able to go to Harrisburg, it seemed like you were on the way back. When did you finally make this decision? And was it from constituents, family? I mean, what was the factor?
A lot of things, over the last couple of months. You know, we talked about it, and it just, you know, even last week, I was talking to some lady, and nobody really asked me before if I was going to run again, and when she did, I kind of just, you know, brought that pride out, like, you know, I can't believe we worked so hard, and it's come to this back and forth and negativity, and you know, people are taking pictures of me and my kids, and you couldn't even go, you know, for breakfast in the morning, and there's these websites, and they're putting pictures up of my family, and it just, you know, if they wanted to get to me through my family, they did.
Well, there's no doubt, and you know, Harrisburg is like a mini swamp in many ways. My experience there, but you know, I've got to ask you now. You know, based on everything you said, how is your family?
Good. I mean, you know, kids are resilient, and you know, you're a father, and I know your girls, and you're a bunch of kids, and you just it's your everything, and you want to be able to provide, and you want to do something in life that you're passionate about, but this business. Especially in a redistricted area, you know, when most reps win and they don't get challenged and they go on and do their job, and yet year after year after year, we're challenged. And I continue in this district because it broke up two districts, yeah, the 115 and 12, and there's a lot of political operatives, and you don't even concentrate on the job. You're dealing with so much. And not to mention, you know, my children were 10 months and we still don't have custody scheduled, and that's really, really wearing on me, and I know it's wearing on them, and I just want to be able to say that I'm going to move on to a new chapter and be around my kids.
Now, I know that you're on, I think you're on five committees, some very important committees. I know that you have had, you have explained in newspaper articles, and you've been with Sue Henry, you've been talking about how your commitment to your kids has prevented you from going to Harrisburg. Are you going to be able to continue until December 31st? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think it's actually December 1st. That's usually how it works, whoever one would take over on December 1st before you get sworn in, you're there for a month. But yeah, I mean, not knowing that I'm going to be running in these contentious elections means a lot. I mean, it takes a weight off. I'm going to continue to do my job, and we're in Harrisburg in February for 3 days, in March for 3 days, and then we how it goes for the budget. But to be down there doing my job and doing my job back here, knowing that I'm not going to be running in these really disgusting elections. It's just out of control. It's really out of control. And, I had literally somebody curse at my 4-year-old daughter. And it's just a nasty business. And you want to serve and you want to help. But they just come first. They just do. And it's, it was a dream of mine and a passion, but I'll give that up any day when I'm looking out for the betterment of my kids.
Well, we wish you well. We wish you, your family well, and we thank you for sharing that information with us.
Okay. Hey, Frank, thanks for the opportunity.
My pleasure. State Representative Kevin Hagerty announcing that he has decided not to run for re-election.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.